Time to find out what's happening in and around Franklin Harbour. Alan Zerner, good morning.
Oh, lots happening, Keith. Good morning to you.
What's happening with the bowls at the moment?
Oh, well, they got the night owls Tuesday nights, and if you haven't had enough social activities, you can go to the RSL on Friday nights.
Oh, sounds perfect. How about the school library? I understand there's a bit happening there.
Yeah, well, the school's got a couple AGMs coming up. The P&F, Tuesday the 16th, 4:30. Governing Council's Monday the 22nd at 7 p.m. And then there's a library lovers on the Wednesday the 17th between 6 and 7 at night. That's all those events are in the library. So just keep looking at your school newsletter. You'll find out all about those.
All right. What's happening on the netball front as well?
Well, if you want to get your application to coach, you better get it done by today, because today's the last day.
Oh, you do have to move quickly on that.
You'll have to move quickly, yeah.
How about some of the specials in the op shop at the moment?
Yeah, well, you can take, I don't know what size bag it is, but you can get a bag and fill it up for $5, and then that's open until the 19th of this month. So that's a $5 bag. So whatever you can fit in that bag, that'll cost you $5.
Oh, that sounds like a pretty good deal. Taekwondo classes are happening.
Someone's starting up Taekwondo in Cowell, something called Ilio, don't know much about it. It's at the school, after school on Mondays, 3:30, 3 to 6-year-olds, and then 4 p.m, 7-year-olds and upwards, adults and youths after that.
Oh, it's something for everybody of every age. And Tom Curtin discussed this last week about Coffin Bay and Cummins and going to Cowell as well.
That's right. Yeah, he'll be in Cowell here on the Sunday the 21st at, in the afternoon, 4 p.m. I think gates open at 3:30 in the Cowell Sports Complex. That's on the Oval, of course. There'll be food and drinks available, but there'll be definitely no BYO. They're quite strict about that. But if you must bring something, bring a chair and or a rug to sit on.
Now, I can't say that I am, but I understand I should be asking the question, are you bogged down, mate?
I've been bogged with a fair few sandhills at times, but no. This one's an information centre about that sort of session. And there's a free barbecue. It's in the Cowell Institute, Monday the 22nd, between 4 and 8. And Mary O'Brien, who is the founder of Bogged Down, she'll be speaking at 6 p.m. Lane Montgomery, who most people know Lane, she's the coordinator of all this. So if you want to know a bit more, perhaps get in touch with Lane.
When are the next markets on, by the way?
Oh, well, exactly a month from the last one.
Oh, beautiful.
Because it's March the 7th. On March the 7th, the next market will be, which will be the long weekend too. So we're expecting a pretty big crowd. It's usually a pretty good market. We had a great market last month. A lot of cars, old, not vintage cars necessarily, but classic cars came, and we had a great lineup of Monaros and GT Falcons and all that sort of stuff. It was a great lineup. They just happened to turn up for the day, and it was great.
Perfect. And what's happening with the shed tank?
Well, if you want a ticket, too bad. They're all sold out. But they have got a waiting list, so if you're desperate to go or want to go, you like to go, just put your name on the waiting list and they may have a cancellation for you. But they are actually raffling off two tickets. One of the major sponsors had there, he had two tickets given to him, of course, as a major sponsor, but doesn't want them. So if you see Kate Francis, there's about 50 tickets left to actually, perhaps, luckily, win two free tickets to the Shed Tank Smash.
You got to get in on that. Make sure you take that chance, your opportunity to win your way off to the Shed Tank event. Thanks, Alan. We'll have a chat to you again next month.
No worries, mate. I'll be there next at the Shed Tanks, camping overnight, and probably might. Well, I don't think I'll see the sun come up, but it might be a long night.